It's January. What's happening in the natural world? Here are Boulder naturalists Scott Sievers and Steve Jones.
It's a really frosty morning with snow on the ground, and we've come out to Dodd Reservoir, just north of IBM, between Longmont and Boulder. And I don't know, Scott, I'm guessing there are 5,000 geese here.
There's just so many along the shoreline. The water is still really open, and the geese are in these big semicircle patterns, really pleasing patterns on the water.
And we've come specifically this morning to look for white geese or big white birds. We may even see a swan later this morning. So we're going to go out here where we get a good view, set up the spotting scope, and see how many white geese we can find.
So, Steve, have you come up for a substitute name for Ross's goose?
Scott asks because we're reaching a little more developed stage of civilization where we realize it's disrespectful to refer to birds or mammals after people who shot them. Collectors. Ross's goose, I don't know, Scott, it's white. It looks a lot like a snow goose, but it has some just hints of gray, doesn't it?
Yeah. I was thinking of miniature snow goose, sir.
What about Arctic Island goose?
Arctic Island goose, that's a nice name.
It's only on islands in the Arctic, way north.
Yeah.
Scott, I'm seeing quite a few white geese scattered in here, but with the backlighting, the sun is just rising. It's really hard to tell if they're snows or Ross's. We've had this resurgence in snow geese in the past couple of decades. I'd say if I came out here 2 decades ago and saw a snow goose, I would have been very excited. Here's a flock flying up. But snow geese have learned to eat farm crops during migration. And the only trouble with that is they really can fatten up during migration. But they get to their Arctic breeding grounds, and they're very social birds. So instead of spreading out, they all try to nest in the same location where they were born. And we've actually had mortalities in summer from starvation up there in the Arctic. Now that we have, what do we have, about 10 million snow geese now, Scott? Do you know?
Yeah, their populations are just unimaginable at this point. Some of the damage they're creating on the Arctic tundra can be visible from satellite data.
But we make the mistake of saying they're overpopulating, which is an anthropomorphic term. What's really happened is, I'm guessing historically there were many more snow geese, but they were much more spread out because over time they developed colonies all across the Arctic plain. Now, because their population is increasing so fast, they've become concentrated and they're denuding the landscape there. But when we say overpopulated, I always think, what are there, 35 times more humans than snow geese in North America?
Yes.
Which species do you think is more destructive of the environment?
Yeah.
Here they come.
Oh, there they go.
Scott Sievers and Steve Jones are friends and Boulder naturalists.